Welcome to the Grace for This City podcast. We're helping you turn your city upside down. Hey, I'm your host, Justin Goff. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Hey, we're helping you turn your city upside down. How are we doing that? Well, we're giving you scriptural motivation and strategy so you can get out there and get some stuff done for your King, King Jesus, that is. And hey, we got a great episode planned for you today. I'm joined in the studio.
I'm just in awe right now with all this.
He's making me laugh. I'm joined in the studio today by a very good friend of mine, Mr. Jared Houle. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks for having me. You've got it all. Miss Pastor Goff, Justin Goff, does not do anything small. It can be for person or a million, and it's going to be the highest level. Especially, he's a techie guy too, and he's got it all set up. It's funny to see his DJ voice.
Yeah, it's my radio voice.
You sound good.
Isn't that good? Yeah. Well, the effects help it here. Hallelujah. But no, hey, we're so glad to have you here, man. And well, this is going to be a great episode.
Well, bless you, brother.
Yeah. Well, this guy right here, okay, Mr. Jared, and one of the reasons why I wanted him on the podcast, and I'm going to have him back because multiple layers of goodness, but you are an entrepreneur and very, very business-minded, but yet you move in faith and you move by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You love the Lord, and he's out there literally. Now, folks, part of our mission is to help you turn your cities upside down. Jared is literally involved in a city. I mean, he is, and we'll get into this because I don't know everything that he's doing, but he's literally involved in helping a city navigate and move forward and being a witness in the middle of all of that. And we've had guests on the show before that, you know, are faith, full of faith. They love the Lord. They move by the Spirit, and they're entrepreneurs. And just love having these types of guests on the show because, you know, a lot of people think, hey, if I'm going to make a difference, I need to be a pastor, or, you know, I got to preach, or, you know, people kind of put like
ministry
in a box a little bit.
Well, it's easy to do that.
Right?
It's what you see all the time. Sure.
Exactly. And so we just want to challenge people and encourage you to, number one, get off the couch, get in the game. Jesus is recruiting you. But there's other ways, other avenues. And so Jared today and other guests, you know, we want to speak into that to strengthen you, encourage you, to give you some vision to where you can get out there and get some stuff done for King Jesus and not feel like you got to do it in a box. So Jared, without any further ado, let's jump right into this. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your background, you know, and then navigate us into what you're doing.
Yeah. So, first off, to bounce off like what you're saying, as far as, if you feel like this idea of what you want to be, ministry or something, or some type of influence, that's fine, but you can take a natural step, that small steps to do that application. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
It doesn't mean you have to wait till this opportunity to be on stage or whatever that would look like.
Right.
That means you're successful. The process, it's just an application process of just daily taking steps. And I mean this with all humility, like I'm not a special person. Like I'm not this guy who's got all made, and, you know, even with my family ministry background, with my grandmother, Miss Billy Brim, like, everyone, what I'm saying is I'm not unique, where what I'm doing, where I'm at, is not because of who I am or my talents. Because it didn't change until I gave everything to God, mm-hmm. like with everything I did. So there's a moment of like 5 years where I was who I was, but I kind of did on my own terms,
right,
and I was
right,
never
right.
blessed.
Right.
I was never blessed. And then boom, it took me going through a lot, and everyone has their, as you get older, you will tend to have a moment where you feel like you lose everything and you either go to God or go crazy. In that moment, I just like, I am always going to give everything to God every day.
Right.
Like
right.
my home, my ministry, my business, my life, my mind, my thoughts, my gifts, I give them to God every day. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing that that's the foundation of where I'm at now, mm-hmm. is because I don't own everything. I don't own anything I have. Like, even my talents, I give to God every day.
Right.
My thoughts, my ideas, my son, my wife, my house. I don't keep it. I was like, oh, this was me. This is me. You know, my ego, like I give my ego, like, I can't do that. So anyone watching, everyone, you know, has their unique influence. Everyone has an influence, a sphere of influence, mm-hmm. that top person in whatever you feel called to, whatever you like, if it's like an athlete or a minister or a business person, they don't have the influence you have. Mm-hmm. Now theirs mm-hmm. might be greater, but they might not reach Sally Sue next door to them that you're friends with.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So like it's important that it's the plan of the church for everyone, for the body of Christ to be glorified when Christ returns. That would mean every individual would fulfill the plan that God's given them. So it's, mm-hmm. it's important. Every person, mm-hmm. does what's in their heart, you know, but it's not, don't look at me or listen and think, man, I wish I would have these things that he has, I could get there. Like, it don't work like that.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like that at all. So I kind of was rambling there so I don't know what you want to say. I grew up in a unique family environment, divorce home. I was blessed to have my mom's side of the family that kept me in a bubble of spiritual heaven and of peace. And I've realized now how unique that was, mm-hmm. to have an example of a family that they were in ministry and pulpit ministry, but at the same time they lived it at home,
mm-hmm.
and that's what spoke the most volume to me.
Now, so he just said he came from a divorced family, you know, so I mean, hello, so did I.
I didn't, yeah, my dad.
The majority of people have had a crap upbringing.
Well, yeah, it's life. And if you're not divorced, it's something else. Welcome to the world.
Yeah. You know, when we have people on and, you know, they're like doing well and they're, you know, their businesses are successful, their ministries, whatever, people kind of tend to think, wow, they've had it made. You know, we've had to navigate some garbage.
Yeah, everyone can be a victim.
Right.
Anyone can be a victim.
Yeah.
And they want, and that's, you know, if you can be, if you're going to play the victim card, you can be controlled. You're not responsible for your actions or anyone else's.
Right.
So you will never be successful, but that's very, that's kind of the environment we're in right now, is like, you know, don't offend me. If you can get offended, you'll get offended. If you can get offended, you will get offended.
Right.
And
if you're looking for it, you're going to find it.
Yeah. And if you know, I was my grandmother and in ministry and the whole family. The biggest thing with her is like walking in love, not getting offended.
Right. Yeah.
And I saw some really messed up stuff happen to her. Mm-hmm. Like best friend stab her in the back.
Right.
To like thousands of people and saying that my grandmother's sending people to hell. Yeah. Which wasn't the case. Way out of context. And it was a friend of 30 something years.
Right.
You know, and I watched what she did with that. And like, she didn't speak a bad thing about him. Mm. And she gave that to the Lord. I watched her like walk that out. Mm-hmm. And then that was a big one where I'm like, whoa, like Mimi's legit, mm-hmm. you know,
that sets a lot of people back. Some people just don't recover.
You mean as far as the
from that.
Victim of that?
Yeah. 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 You know, such
but
a,
yeah, yeah. You right.
People can take that and be like, you know, and
no matter,
get out of the ministry, get out of business.
Yeah, and you would, and you know what, your reality and what you would say as far as like they backstab me, that's fake. You would be correct, mm-hmm. but you know your reality is based off of what you observe. Mm-hmm. That's called the law of observation.
Right, right, right.
It's a quantum physics.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's so there's Newton's laws that we all know.
Right.
But at the micro level, those disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Check it out. Google me.
Yeah.
Quantum physics, law of observation.
Yeah,
the reality.
Yeah.
So basically, what you see in front of you, the fact, the things that you feel, the truths of what you see, are based off of what you've been observing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to observe the backstabbing and observe the crud that you've been in, you're going to amplify it, and it'll just keep generating that over and over. Mm-hmm. But she observed, you know, her love walk and focusing on God, and boom, it like the Lord came through a lot of things. It was the same thing with my mom and dad, you know. I love my dad, I still do. But my mom never said a bad thing about him. There's facts that she could have said, mm-hmm. Like that would justify what she was saying, that would have been putting my dad to me in a negative light.
Sure.
She would have been right.
Right, right.
But she didn't magnify those things. And mm-hmm. it's not called putting your head in the sand.
Right.
She was wanting me to view my dad healthy and not hate him. I don't at all.
Are y'all hearing this? This is how to turn your cities upside down, friends. Hallelujah. This is some stuff right here that actually help you get off the couch. Some people, you're not even off the couch. You're in victim land. Hallelujah. This is good stuff. Keep going.
Oh, well, you know, it's a climate we live in. So if you're just passing through life, you're going to be, something's going to control you unless you like take some initiative. And if you're living right now in this current age, there's something that can upset you. Oh. And if you can walk, listen,
really?
My grandmother always told me, walk in love is really important for her. Like the Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, love is long, you know.
Right, right.
All these things. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Now, don't get me wrong, you tell the truth in love. So let's just clarify that. It doesn't mean you let people walk on you. But if she would have just told me as a younger kid, hey, do you want to be controlled and manipulated? No, I don't like that. Well, then walk in love. Because is a control mechanism, or anger, like your emotions can control you.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm like, oh my God, if you just told me that. And I see that now with, you know, America being told what to respond to.
Okay. Yeah.
Through emotional manipulation.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's like that with anything.
That's a real deal.
Yeah. So like, I'm not going to respond that way. So anyways, I don't even know what I'm getting on that, but it's just kind
Holy
of
the, Ghost.
It's just kind of the stuff we're in right now.
Man, yeah.
Divorce kids can really get messed up.
Yeah.
And manipulated by parents and stuff. Uh-huh. And my dad's side of the family, they did that.
Wow.
And you don't love me if you don't do these things, kind of bull, you know, but I didn't realize later, because I didn't even realize that was a thing, because my mom had this bubble of the, love, and I never got affected by it.
Wow.
You know, and now, like, you see a lot of these situations with these home environments. I mean, the whole inner city, their issues stem from the lack of fathers being present.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, so, and that was just from my mom taking a stand. Really, it was my mom and then the support of family, you know. Mm-hmm. But, so, that didn't even, if any, you know, I don't know. I never felt without, because that's just what it was. We're mm-hmm. good.
Wow.
I never was told we're poor. I never, but you know, I don't know. I mean, three kids, moms, just a mom, and we had help. We never went mm-hmm. without. But you know, you look at it now, you're like, yeah, that was kind of,
yeah.
You know, you're making means, but like, I always felt blessed.
Yeah.
So I never felt like a victim, but we were never presented to be like a victim.
Right.
To control things.
Now that definitely built a foundation in you, because you know some of the things that you're doing now. I mean, you're just personally, you're real personable. You know, you're not like off in the corner, wounded. You know, your personality, you're very direct. You're upfront with people. Appreciate that. That has obviously in what you're doing now and things that you've done. I mean, of course, Jared's doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, you're involved. Of course, you mentioned that your grandma's Billy Bram. So you're involved in
their communications, which it's, you know, it can mean a lot of things, but mainly it's what it's kind of come up to peaked at. But it's the online website.
Right.
And
right.
our online online school.
School, so, which is
Billy Brim Bible Institute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BillyBrim.org.
Tremendous. Hey, my wife and I have actually gone through the school. I can plug it right now. Tremendous. Get online, check it out. What's the website?
It's just go to BillyBrim.org.
BillyBrim.org. Yeah.
BillyEBrim, like the brim of a hat. .org.
Okay.
BillyBrim.org. There's a lot of online education systems. There's a lot of great ministers, a lot of places that you can learn from. There's not a lack of that. What makes Miss Billy's unique is her witness.
Right, right.
So the tagline is experiencing eschatology through the witness of Dr. Billy Brim.
Which is phenomenal.
Encountering,
by the way.
Encountering eschatology through the witness of Dr. Billy Brim.
Yeah.
So her witness is unique. Mm-hmm. That's honestly, her relationships, the relationship with the partners, the trust is because of her encounters and experiences are truly unique. And her ability to, I call her the Indiana Jones of eschatology. she's also like the Mr. Rogers of Israel. I came up with that one. That's a new one.
She's the Indiana
Jones of eschatology. If you're familiar with Indiana Jones,
right.
He goes out and does all these crazy things and comes back to the college and teaches on exactly what he just did.
Okay, right, yeah.
Miss Billy was doing, yeah. I call her Miss Billy for work purposes.
Yeah.
My grandmother does that.
Yeah.
And so you get a real like, it's, you know what the best form of education is? Experience,
sure. Yeah.
You know, it's just what it is.
Yeah. So you, you're doing from. Communications there.
Yeah. So
I mean, a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Mm-hmm. And so just make sure, you know, one of the first forms of communications to humans is visually.
Mm-hmm.
So people like inadvertently associate if you're intelligent or dumb by how something looks or you look. You don't realize that, but that's just how it is. Same thing with companies and branding and ministry. Okay,
right.
So like even things as small as the fonts and the spacing, people can think you look not smart. And they might not even be well developed in design. But, you know, there's like, for example, in design and art, this whole world is based upon golden ratio, which is a formula for making things pretty.
Okay.
It's like, there's a mathematical ratio. So
really?
Essentially it's like 1 + 1 = 2.
Some people aren't very good at math.
Yeah. And God makes something as weird as like abstract as art. And in nature, there's a formula. I'm just making this up, but 1 + 1 = pretty.
Right, 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 right.
It's called the golden ratio. Google it.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm just saying like,
and you are an accomplished graphic designer among many things.
Well, I've been doing it long enough to like know what doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know like some formulas that help me, you know, if you do anything long enough and like study it, you'll become decent at it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I seriously think about it every day, I look at it all the time. I think about it. I just always am thinking about design and that's just in my heart. It's a part I've always done.
It's a ministry, right?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Hey, the guy over the communications department, the entertainment, the media, over heaven was Lucifer.
Right, right, yeah.
And
look at what he's done with it now.
Look at the influence he had.
Yeah.
Look at the influence he had over heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, so, the way things look, the way they sound,
but he convinced people in heaven, angels, to leave heaven.
Yeah.
How did he do it? Through music, through the culture.
Right.
That he created in heaven.
Yeah.
I mean.
Real quick, jump on this, because.
I'm like going, this is like really weird.
No, I like it. There for a while, you were taking,
the beats thing.
The beats thing, man.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Like you were doing these really sweet beats. You were producing this music, and then you were taking snippets, of sermons and adding them into these beats.
Yeah. So to just give a story on there, I was the, I didn't even give my background. I was the athletic jock guy in high school that went to
you played football, right?
Yeah, that did all the art classes before it was cool. Now it's kind of cool to be involved. Right. So I was there with all the like,
he was doing it before.
I was in the
was
art
cool.
classes with all the burnouts, the potheads, the skaters, or the kids that were actually artists.
Right, right.
It was either kids who wanted to like, and I'm in there like serious. And I'm like, look, to you know,
that's hilarious.
So, but now it's kind of not like that. It's kind of like people think it's cool because of how design's cool now.
Right, right.
So I grew up like that, and then I went to Bible college, and then I kind of got introduced into digital art, so it kind of started that process with design and stuff. That was in like 2006. And then for music, I was making beats in high school. And man, you know, 2000, 20 years ago.
We're getting dated now, Jared.
Yeah. And I mean, I would sit in the laundry. I just, listen, y'all, I was just
Jared doesn't look like he's 48, does he?
No,
I mean, it's crazy.
I was just doing stuff that I liked.
Yeah.
You know, so like things that interest me, I was just engaging in them. So it's like art and music and beats and stuff. So, you know, you're bringing up last year, I took a while off of it, but then last year I was like, I was like 2 years ago. I was like, I want to start making music again. So I just learned it again. And
good.
Then I was making beats and then putting preaching and stuff over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what you're bringing up.
Yeah. Right.
But, and then that introduced audio, and that's why I got into radio and mixing and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, those were two, like audio and design. But the creative, for me, like professionally, it's kind of leaned more into the design. And I get the same as a creative person. You, if you don't like express it, you feel frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for you, if you probably haven't played music, or I know you like to sing a lot with your wife.
Yeah, yeah. Love you feel, to sing.
You know, just whatever you got to do, if it's hunting or whatever, you got to do something you feel. You know, you just feel affirm, you feel good, your soul. And for me, it's like drawing, design, or making beats. So, but if I was doing one or the other, I felt good. Like I felt, oh, okay, I'm good.
Now this is, would you agree that this is part of your Derek?
Well, yeah. It was a part of one of the things that got put inside of me.
Right.
You know, and even like, I wasn't pressed into God in high school and stuff. And yet I had things I was interested in that were just in me.
Yeah.
Like if you just live, you'll have something you're interested in. I would just say, lean into it.
Yeah.
Just lean into it.
So Derek is a Hebrew word, and it's the basic meaning is it's God's ordained path for you. And, you know, we need to be locating our Derek.
Well, yeah. And I only know this because of my grandmother, but the Jewish people, they'll watch their children and see what they lean into. And then instead of like, saying you should do these things or be this type of person, they'll watch them. And if they see that they're drawing a lot and if they're making beats, hitting pans and stuff, they'll call my little artist, my little musician. They'll push them into it.
Wow.
And that's what it says when it says, train your kids up in the ways that they should know and they will not depart from them.
Right.
It literally is talking about, so we, you know, as Christians and like Westerners, we're thinking train them up in the word, which it's true. But the foundation of it is training them up into the talents God's put into them, lean them into it. And when they grow up, they'll do what they're supposed to. That's what it's talking about. You had a literal Jewish guy. Our guide was named Guy. His name Guy.
That's awesome.
Israel guide.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's really cool. He's like, you Christians are funny. He's like, you think it's talking about the word and Bible? And he's like, it is. But he's talking about what you're supposed to do for your life. And how many people right now, how many young people, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, are like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know?
No, like right now, there's still people going, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, and there's an answer for that too, by the way. You as believers, we can redeem time.
Right.
And we don't have lost time, so you don't have to have condemnation of that. That's a whole other conversation, but it's Ephesians 5:15, read through all the way through 20, and it talks about just being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So you don't have to get condemnation over that. But, you know, you feel validated as a human being, non-believer, as a believer, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You were made to express yourself by the way, the talents you have inside of you.
Yeah.
It can be. But, and so you won't feel good until you do that.
Right, right.
So.
That's amazing. Hey, touch on that Ephesians 5, though. You went through a season of time where literally you just gave yourself to, praying in tongues and singing songs? There was a little story. You don't have to give all the detail, but there was a little bit of a time there where, like, you were like, hey, I'm pressing in to Ephesians 5.
Well, again, like I said, I'm not anybody, like, awesome. I'm not special. I just do whatever I want
to. You know. Well, you did the word.
Because I had to. You know? Right. You know what? Pain is a good motivator.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put your hand on a hot stove, it says take your hand off the stove. Don't keep it on there. And so I just, in some ways, metaphorically, I had my hand on a stove on my decisions out of offense in a way.
Right.
From a season of like all these friends and a situation happened and Doesn't matter. It's just life. You live right. through life. Things happen to everybody. And I got offended. I was like, forget y'all. And I made this decision and got involved in a relationship, and it was not blessed. And it put me in a place where nothing worked. It was just nothing was working. Like nothing I did was blessed. So, it came to, fruition, like the tipping point, I guess, was this one situation happened, and I was like, God, I was mad at God. But I call it Daviding it out. I don't care. One thing I'd love, you know, again, being brought up in the ministry with my grandmother, knowing about the blood of Jesus, accessing God as a believer is not based upon what I'm doing. It's based upon my confidence and faith in what the blood of Jesus does.
That's good.
So like,
that's good, bro. Wow.
No matter where I was or what I felt, I was like, I'm coming to God right now through the blood. Like, so, and I was like, I'm upset. Like, cause I knew the decisions I made were wrong. I knew. And I was like, because of that, I wouldn't be here. Like,
right.
So I was like, if I could just do what I want, cause I got my dream job when I left and got my dream job. I worked at a design firm, Minneapolis, the big city, and I hated it.
Wow.
I hated it. And I was making good money. I hated it.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm done with something happened. And I was like, I'm done with this. And I just went to the Lord about it. And I was like, and I had just an unction to just after giving that to God, just praying in the spirit. Mm-hmm. So I just prayed in tongues for a night.
Wow.
And then I had a dream. The Lord spoke. He answered me. It's funny. And he's like, so in the dream, and I'll be really quick, but I saw the body of Christ and assumed and associated with like 60 people there. And it was like in a green pasture, and it was like 60 people in white garments, from like long flowy white garments. It's like in a summer day, and they were, you know, super chill and happy. And there, and then one by one, each one person at a time, they would kind of skip down this knoll praising the Lord. And I saw that, and I knew that was the body of Christ. But for the body of Christ to fulfill its plan as a whole, it had each individual had to walk out their calling themselves.
Wow. Right there. Tremendous.
Yeah.
Mm.
Everyone was doing it. And that was fulfilling the entire. So then I knew whatever the process for the glorified body of Christ to become glorified came down to the individual themselves was the same process.
Wow.
So like the macro.
Yeah.
Micro, it's the same formula.
Yeah.
And that process, and I woke up from that dream, and the Lord said, really mean. Really mean. He was really mean. He said, Ephesians 5:15. Like,
he said
it to me like, I'm going to give you a little spanking right now.
Yeah.
Here's your little answer. You think I don't know? I have felt all these emotions. I was like, oh, okay, I'll read it. I can read it.
Yeah, read it to us. Man, hey, are y'all hearing that? Wow.
You, what, the angels, you hear him singing?
No. He's hearing angels. Praise the Lord, they probably are. No, just that, what you said, I mean, for the body of Christ, boy, that's a podcast in and of itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Right there.
It is.
For the body of Christ to get into that place of glorification, the macro sense, the body, it's dependent
on the micro, right?
Like you, and this is what the Lord was saying, was just trying to like slap you out of this place of doing your own thing.
I was in it, yeah.
To sure. Get over here, get in my will, so the body can, you know, get moving along into the place of glory.
Yeah, it's easy to like view the macro as a large and see the people at the top and think, oh, they're doing it. But until you, the micro, the single person, and the single person's doing the next step, until they can do that, we ain't going nowhere.
That's gold right there,
but
y'all.
Guess what? We are going to go somewhere. You are going to. So it's not about ifs and buts and candies and nuts. We all have them. It's not about, oh, what if I would have done this and what if I would have done that? Or, you know, through this whole process of walking this out, I learned God. You know, the enemy will bring up your past.
Yeah.
That you've surpassed your moments, or he'll say you're too young, or it's too far ahead for a young person. You're not, you can't. So it's either too far ahead or you've already missed your moment.
Or you've already missed
it. But God is a present God. And he says, harden not your heart today. The voice of God is calling you today in Hebrews. Harden not your heart today. He's all about the present.
Wow.
So, that's good. So anyways, we're bringing up a lot to try to just skim through, but so,
yeah, read that to us. This is tremendous.
So he says Ephesians 5:15, and I read 14 first and it kind of made me cry. like that hurt. Therefore, this is Amplified Classic. Therefore, he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine on you. He's like telling me, like, wake up.
Wow.
This is the next verse. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as unwise and witless, but as wise.
Mm. Is that Passion?
That's Amplified Classic.
Oh, Classic Amplified. Love it. Okay. Yep.
And then, so I said, why am I not, I'm supposed to walk the right path. Why did I want to do this and you're not blessing it? And he tells me, instead of like, people are like, I wonder what God wants me to do. God tells me, look how you walk. You're supposed to know how you walk. And you're supposed to do it. And I'm telling you right now how to do it. And he says, make the most of your time buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. Then he says again, therefore do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is.
Wow.
So if God says to do
you
something.
You got a spanking.
If God says to do something, it means you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So you were out here doing your own thing. You got snapped back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the rest of that verse says, yeah, and praying the Holy Ghost.
That's
make
the will.
Melody in your heart.
That's the will of God.
Yeah.
The will of God for you is to be filled with the Spirit, the being filled with the Spirit. And to be filled with the Spirit is to sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing in the Spirit, praying in tongues. It's not to, you know, go and memorize 1,000 scriptures. Mm-hmm. It's not to like try to go do all these Christian-y things. Those things are all fruits and they're all part of it.
Sure.
But the first thing is to praise the Lord. Sing in the Spirit, cast your cares to God.
Wow.
That's it. Wow. That's the step, you know, and then, you know, and that's my life where I'm at. So all these things and I'm doing all this and I'm now in the ministry helping so-and-so and all these fruits that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. It's because my grounding has been staying filled with the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, staying in the Word, trusting, like that's it. Mm-hmm. So, that's the plan of God over your life, by the way. That's the step you take.
And you received correction when the Lord tried to get it to you. I mean, you could have totally been like, yeah, screw you, God. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But you yielded.
Well, I mean, yeah. So the way he approached me was either life or death.
Right.
So, yeah.
And hey, you know what? Some people really need to have that moment. Do or die.
Yeah.
Get it together.
I mean, a lot of people are probably having that this year or 2020.
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And so it's easy, like, to get into... Again, like law of observation. So, you know, it's easy to get into the physical realm, like to see this and be moved by, like, how do I move this mic? Like, I want to move this mic. Or how do I want to move my life to be successful? What is the step? Is it going over to this place and doing a job application? Because you know what? You need to do something, right?
Yeah.
And I am saying do something, but the fuel, the gas to that car to do something is to be praying the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Casting it, going to God, worshiping psalms, hymns, spiritual song, thinking about good things, thinking about what God's done for you.
Mm-hmm.
From that, doing that, getting that, shaking that dust off of you, then the direction will come to whatever you're supposed to do. And everyone's unique. So
that's good.
That's
bro.
The step. But that's how you know the will of God. Because we're supposed to know the will. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. That's it.
Wow.
And you know what? You probably, when you need to do it the most, you probably won't want to do it. But you know what? I'll say this. That took me a year. Really, it almost took me a year through that God talking to me, a year process to walk it out really correctly.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
But like he did put, and you know what? Like in James, if you ask for wisdom by faith, he will always give it to you.
Right.
But like, if I say, God, just put that burning in me to like bother me about doing that more. It was like that fire was always in me.
Okay.
So like, what happened was that year process. So God spoke to me and had that dream. And that next year, for the whole year following. Like, I wouldn't think anything about it, and then I'd be in bed by like 11 o'clock, and it's like, go pray. Go praise the Lord. So I went and had a prayer closet, and I did that for like a year or two.
Wow.
I just did that. I didn't do nothing else. I didn't try to like sharpen up on my design stuff. I didn't try to sharpen up on knowing how to communicate. I didn't sharpen on how to get engaged with local community, how to do ministry. I just was just in the quiet, in the secret place. Like just, and it came from like an internal like pressing to do it. You know, like I kind of wanted to.
Wow.
And I just did it, and then I like just cultivated that and just did that. And it was hidden. No one saw it. Didn't post about it.
Right.
I got off social media during this time, by the way.
Right.
FYI, that's probably a healthy thing. Like if you need to really change some things, just get off stuff because you don't need to, you need to be hidden in him. Mm-hmm. You know, in Colossians 3:1-5, for your life is dead and it's hidden with Christ in the Father. So when when Christ is revealed, your life will be revealed with him. So you need there, you know, when you, if you need to really figure some stuff out, you need to just get, you need to hide in him, get eyes off yourself. Don't try to like just heal and press in and praise the Lord, but like get off social. And I stayed off that, and I just pressed into him, and I didn't talk to nobody or no one except a few people. And I, and in that year after everything, like in the natural, I had nothing. I lost everything. And anytime my mind would think, you're a loser, because I was. You suck, because I did.
Right, sure.
You know, you don't have any friends, because I did it.
Right.
Yeah. And those are all true. What is everyone saying? Because they were.
That's when you need.
And I'm like,
that's when you need to go get hidden. In,
well, I would, in it him, happened every right. day, the mind battle. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go out. My prayer place turned into being outside then eventually. And I would, I was like, I had one or two scriptures. It started with that Ephesians 1. Then that Colossians 3:1-5 was a big one when I wanted to be like, people were talking about me. I had a couple, and I'm like, I'm hiding in him. My life is dead. And it's him with Christ. I just did that. I did that. And over and over until my mind had peace and I go back to the house and chill. And then it happened again, but I just did that all the time.
Wow.
And to this day, I do that.
Sure.
With other, it never stops.
Right. Yeah.
With other stuff, with work, thoughts, like dealing with life and people and conflict, you know, I still have that, but it's in a lot less severe. It's just, it's every day I deal with an email that could make me really mad because someone's totally a dum-dum or says something really inappropriate.
Right.
It's just life. Yeah. But I had to do it at the foundational level first.
Wow.
But
wow.
Yeah, that's kind of the process. So
that is tremendous, man. I mean, that is gold. That is real life, like practical. Here's how you go. Here's how you go from here to over here. And you could apply these principles. You know, even if you're, you know, we're not comparing how bad someone's life is, but you know, you could start wherever, just applying these things, get hidden in him. Come on, stop being ignorant. Don't be foolish. Know God's will. Start praying in the Holy Ghost, getting yourself happy in him. Go stay hidden in him. Get off of social media for a season. Yeah. I was thinking of this verse too. Galatians 6:4, don't compare yourself with others. Just look at your own work to see if you have done anything to be proud of.
Yeah, so that's the reason why I say get off social, because that's the filter you're going to look at as people's highlight reel of their life.
Exactly.
And you're going to want to just compare.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That can set yourself up for just.
Yeah, and listen, I was like 27 at the time. So. All that, I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at, what age you're at, you know, if you can be 10 or 110. What's great about that scripture in Ephesians 5, it says, make most of your time, and the word for that's redeem. So that word actually means any lost time in the past by getting filled with the Spirit, you will catch that up.
Wow.
And not just in front of you. So like your steps that you walk in front of you, cause it says make the right steps. Cause you're going to, if here's the thing about it, we're spirit, soul, and body, but we operate in the natural. If there's our flesh, our body, it's got desires and wants that are carnal. And that's just a matter. That's just how it is, y'all. It's just life. And sometimes we're not perfect. That's why he didn't die on the cross. So welcome to being a human. Mm-hmm. God made us. Mm-hmm. He knew this process. So it is what it is. He's not shocked by the dumb decisions you made.
Right, right.
You make those decisions. Here's your like spirit where you're supposed to be in God's plans. Here's your flesh. Mm-hmm. You make flesh decisions. You kind of, you're kind of going off in a direction that you don't need to be, the wrong path. But then by the spirit, you start praying in the spirit, start giving that back to God, start giving your life to him. Mm-hmm. Even just daily, oh, I just praise you and worship you. It'll take those things, boom, and put you back where you're supposed to be into the spirit.
Wow.
And that comes with natural steps that you'll just start wanting to do things or see someone or go somewhere that'll be in line with the plan of God. Yeah. It's just how it works.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, man.
It's kind of too easy.
Wow.
So easy. It's pretty simple. You don't have to be anybody special. We are all special.
Yeah. You are special.
Jesus loves you.
Hey, just in the last little bit here of the podcast, let's fast track just a little bit and just talk on briefly kind of this. The last couple of years, the Lord's really kind of maneuvered you. He's navigated you. I mean, all this stuff that Jared's talked about, this is the reality or the fruit of led of the Holy Ghost. But recently, the Lord's kind of connected you, really integrated you. Your communication skills and everything that you've subsequently developed, you know, the Lord's put his anointing on you, yeah, and all that. But he's put you in a place to where you're a voice in a community. Can you just kind of just see where the Lord would lead us? Just talk briefly.
Yeah, because of time.
About that, yeah.
So as far as like where the Lord, how he brought me back to where I'm at with design and graphics, I started kind of getting back into it when I first got married to Rebecca. This is what's crazy. I was freelancing. I wasn't even making $1,000 a month. And the Lord was like, full-time freelance, have Rebecca quit her job. And I knew that by the spirit. It sounds silly. Wow. Even Rebecca was like, I'm supposed to quit and help you. And by faith, for 4 to 5 years, I freelanced just obeying God, and he like brought in everything, and the provision was there, and we were doing really well. It was a hard first year, but we just trusted God. And I learned a ton. Hallelujah. And what I learned and who I curated as far as relationships is why I'm able to help Miss Billy with the school now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really uncomfortable. God will tell you to do things and like you might be doing really good that looks like leaving it to do something else. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And then the Lord's like, move to the Ozarks and leave all those clients. Like I canceled like 90% of them. I was I'm not supposed to. And so, but when I was working in those clients, those freelance, I worked with the University of Oklahoma. Right. They had they have an entrepreneur program called The Mine in Tulsa. And it basically like gifts entrepreneurs with like $2,000, $15,000. And they have to come up with some type of social community program that benefits the socials, like whatever. So they'll give these kids like 15K, and then they have a year to develop some type of something that helps benefit the people who live in the community of Tulsa. So like transportation or reusing food and distributing it to people in need. They're creating these programs and stuff with all that money. Okay. Then they pitch it at the end of the year to the board of donors, and they either buy it or buy the applications or whatever. And it's really been a cool, successful thing. That was the first time for me as a designer, because I made their advertisement piece to the donors presentation. I made the little deal for them, helping with their branding, putting it together. So they, for their invites to the donors and everyone to come and listen to the pitches.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever saw community design, like designed to help elevate a community, not just making something pretty.
Wow.
But I was like, oh my God, that's my passion. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved here, I was like, I want to do that. I want to help elevate my community's experience through multimedia. Mm-hmm. That was what I wanted to do when I moved here. And I had all these ideas, and they're great ideas, but I knew the first thing I had to do was serve. So I asked around the community, who are the leaders of Hollister? Mm-hmm. And they're like, these two names kept getting brought up. And I met them and I said, here are my ideas that I have, but what are you doing? And they're like, these things. I said, I'm going to serve you, do that. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't do my thing. I didn't come out. I see that a lot, especially in ministry. I see a lot of people, they're like, hey, yeah. I got this really cool thing and I'm going to come in, I'm going to preach and stuff, and then I'm going to leave.
My way.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't even, every community has different needs.
Right.
And you're not going to know those needs unless you're integrated and have a relationship right. with them.
That's good.
Every community, every city, every
town. Are you going to turn your city upside down?
You have to
right
know
here,
them.
Friends.
Yeah. So I found the leaders of the community and I just served under them and I'm still am.
Yeah.
And I was doing that for 3 years, pro bono, free.
Yeah.
And then because of that, it had me, you know, introduce me to people. And I piggybacked off of their 30-year relationship with the Ozarks by gaining their trust. I gained all the trust around the people who trust them. And they knew, they're like, they knew everybody.
Yeah.
And just because of that, you know, I had the city contact me and they wanted some help with some ad campaign to help promote the city.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where I'm at now.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Dude, you are in there being a light, being a witness, doing what the Lord put in you to do.
Yeah, what I like to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's obvious that the Lord has maneuvered you and navigated you,
yeah,
and he's anointed
really cool.
you and graced you. I mean, you do an excellent job at what you do. And look now. So, I mean, you're in a place. Listen, be encouraged, friends, that God wants to get you in a place, you know, to where you can have a voice. You know, and it's not like, you know, Jared preaches a sermon every day, but the point is, here's a righteous man serving the Lord, navigating him, and being an influence in a direction an entire city's going, you know, with their ad campaign. I mean, and they talk to you about other things too.
Yeah,
you know?
We're just helping whatever they need.
Yeah.
Helping them however it is.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Excellent, excellent. Hey, Jared, we just got a little bit of time here. How can people get a hold of you? You know, I know you're not doing a lot of freelance work, but, you know, can they follow you? How can they get a hold of you?
I mean, my website's jaredhull.com. It's just my design site.
Jaredhull.com.
And it has all my info on there as far as like socials and stuff.
Okay. All right. So
jaredhull.com. And then all my contact, it just has my email and socials. So my Dribbble, Instagram, Twitter, it has all that there. So
jaredhull.com.
jaredhull.com.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Check out what Jared's doing. Pray for him. Hallelujah, that he'd have wisdom.
Yeah, pray
and,
for me.
Yeah, man.
I'll pray for you.
Get the prayer support.
Pray and, for Mama. Mama Fran.
Mama is praying. Your mama's praying.
No, Mama Fran.
Hallelujah. Mama Fran, yeah. Mama Fran's yeah. praying. Mama, pray for Jared. Hallelujah. Hey, friends, we thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Jared, any closing thoughts, anything just standing out there you want to encourage people with?
No.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm just playing. today, harden not your heart. Today. Don't have to have condemnation for anything.
Hallelujah.
Just trust the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Jared, thanks, man, for being on here, bro. Hey, this has been the Grace for This City podcast. We're so glad that you were here. Hey, if we could stand with you in prayer, it would be our honor. Send us an email at hello@gracecitychurch.tv. That's hello@gracecitychurch.tv. Or call us 870-741-9099. Leave a message. We'll get right back with you. We would be glad to agree with you in prayer, to stand with you. Maybe something that Jared said just really challenged you, just really encouraged you. Reach out to us and let us come into agreement with you over that. Hey, we want to thank all of our partners that help to keep the podcast out there. If you'd like to be involved in supporting the podcast, several ways to do that. Snail mail, P.O. Box 7, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. You can text the give, 84321, follow the prompts. Or, of course, you can go to the website, gracecitychurch.tv/give. We thank you in advance for helping us out. Hey, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, be blessed.